Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Press office.
Yes, may I speak with your press liaison for Homeland Security, please?
Okay, your name and publication?
Yes, this is Craig Cobb, COBB, Vanguard Radio.
And what was it regarding?
I'm calling regarding Daphne Kimberly Kaganap, who's your port director for the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection at the Detroit metro area in Michigan.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Public Affairs.
Yes, ma'am. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Yes.
And I'm calling, ma'am, about the port director for Homeland Security, port director of Bureau of Customs and Border Protection at the Detroit metro area.
Yes.
And her name is Daphne Kimberly Kaganap.
Mm-hmm.
She's apparently been charged with essentially smuggling marijuana and aliens into this country. While she was the assistant director of INS down in San Diego. Currently, she works directly for Homeland Security. And I see, ma'am, she hasn't even been arrested. Is that the decision of the United States Attorney in San Diego?
Yeah, you need to call the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Sure. You don't have anything to say about that? Who is this, by the way, ma'am, so I know with whom I'm speaking?
This is Leah Yoon.
Was there ever an investigation, ma'am, in New Jersey about Golan Sipple, the Israeli Defense Forces homosexual captain who was involved with the governor of New Jersey, McGreevy, as that state's Homeland Security liaison? Do you know anything about that?
You need to call the respective entities that are investigating this. Call the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego.
Yes, I've tried that. They simply have their voicemails on. I'll continue to try. However, when a high employee in the federal government in Homeland Security is charged, do you mean, Ms. Yoon, you have absolutely nothing to say? Because your agency, of course, is responsible under Michael Chertoff with policing these borders. And to think that the head of a port director was involved in smuggling aliens, I mean, it's almost beyond belief. And then to see that she's not even arrested. You don't have anything to say?
This is a matter that's under investigation,
uh-huh.
As I'm sure you're well aware.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, we should let the U.S. attorney do their job. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's under such a serious investigation that she's not even arrested.
Are you going to let me speak?
Yeah, if you're going to let me speak.
We clearly don't tolerate, I'm responding to your question, which you've now asked me three times.
Okay.
We clearly don't tolerate any kind of fraudulent activity or,
mm-hmm.
you know, any senior officials abusing certain privileges and obviously not, you know, we want to make sure that we uphold our employees to the highest level of integrity. And we obviously, you know, that's all we have to say on the matter.
Yes, ma'am.
We don't tolerate that kind of...
Of course, it would be hard for you to determine if any of those people that she allowed through her border down there on the Mexican border ended up rapists or murderers, right? That would be extremely difficult for Homeland Security to determine. I have another question. Let me switch subjects on you, if I might. Michael Chertoff, of course, is the head of Homeland Security. And Mr. Chertoff's wife, Meryl Chertoff, was a lobbyist working, lobbying the United States Congress.
Before you ask me this question, what is your story exactly on? Is it on this particular individual?
I had three of them. I've mentioned Golan Sipple. I've mentioned Ms. Kaganov.
So are three separate stories? Or
yeah,
that's
right.
I'm just trying to get a sense of...
Yeah,
that,
you've got it. You've
exactly
got the sense.
About.
You've got it. It's three stories, ma'am. And so the third one about Michael Chertoff's wife, she's on the executive board of the New Jersey Anti-Defamation League, and the United Nations has called, that's a Zionist organization, the United Nations has said that the Zionist is a racist organization. And I wondered if Homeland Security has considered that in Mr. Chertoff's duties. In other words, Attorney Meryl Chertoff, his wife, is a member of a racist organization, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and she's on the executive board of the New Jersey branch.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to give you a name and number for that particular story for you to get a response to.
Yes, ma'am. You have a special number for that? Yes.
Daphne.
Oh, about Daphne, you mean, or rather...
I'm responding to that particular case and to that particular question.
You're speaking about Meryl Chertoff?
No, because of Daphne Kagapan, because you called about Daphne and she was a CBP employee. When you're asking about the secretary, you need to call the department's press office for a response.
Could I get that number, ma'am?
Absolutely. 202-282-8010.
Could I ask, do you happen to know if... your employee, Ms. Kaganap, I guess, is sitting at home now. Is she on paid leave, by the way? She's still being paid by the federal government for her services?
That I can definitely get you the information for. let me get back to you on that. What is your name and number?
I'll call you back. I'll call you back. And my name is Craig Cobb, C-O-B-B. Yeah, I gave you that. I'll give it again, Miss Yoon.
And
may I ask?
That's right. For
Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. You can look us up online. I wonder too, ma'am. Could you tell me? Do you happen to know if Miss Kaganap is a naturalized American?
I can get back to you on that.
Are you yourself, by the way?
Excuse me?
Are you a naturalized American, or were you born in this country?
What does that have to do with this story?
Well, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, you're public personages. Everyone knows Mr. Schwarzenegger was born in Austria. I'm asking you what country you were born in.
It doesn't matter what country I was born in.
Does it matter what country Ms. Kaganap was born in?
And I told you I would get you that information.
Does it matter what country she was born in, ma'am?
I'm telling you, I will get you your information.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Public Affairs.
Hello, is this Leah Yoon?
Yes.
Yes, Miss Yoon. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering if you were able to find out about this Daphne Kimberly Kaganap in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to look up what country she's from?
Yeah. We've put a request through, mm-hmm. and I haven't heard back from our folks internally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to get back to you. I mean, as soon as I get an answer, I'll let you know.
Yes, ma'am. Did she continue to receive her pay at this time?
That's another thing. I know we went over this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that I have, put through to find out the information on.
I see. And I did talk to the U.S. Attorney's Public Relations Liaison in San Diego. Is there anyone else that you know of, or could you make the inquiry besides the U.S. Attorney, what law enforcement agency would be responsible, if that's the FBI or whomever, for arresting this person rather than leaving her at home? For instance, if she's from another country originally, it's not unreasonable to conclude that she might decide to just cut and run and flee back to her homeland, facing 36 years and $2.25 million in fines.
Hang on one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Barry Morrissey.
Mr. Morrissey, Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Yeah, Craig, what can we do for you?
I was calling, and I'd called Leah yesterday. She's trying to find out for us already about this Daphne Kimberly Kaganap, who's the port director for the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's being charged, I guess, by the United States Attorney in San Diego for having aided and abetted the importation of illegal invaders from Mexico and mm-hmm. drugs and various other sundry charges,
mm-hmm.
totaling, I guess, she's facing 36 years and $2.25 million in fines.
Uh-huh.
And yet, she's not arrested, and they say that she's expected to show up in court. And I wondered, Mr. Morrissey, if you might know anything about that. Leah Yoon herself is right here in the Customs and Border Protection Bureau, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I would say that regular people in this country have a hard time understanding how one can face such comprehensive, serious charges and simply go home with a paycheck.
First of all, the charges are, she's home.
Mm-hmm.
She's not incarcerated.
Right.
Not
arrested.
Not based on a decision made by this agency.
Yes, sir.
That's absolutely based on the decision by the U.S. attorney and whatever, if there was a grand jury involved.
I was wondering, I would see where the U.S. attorney would be in there, but and the grand jury, too. In fact, I think press reports mentioned the grand jury, but wouldn't the FBI, as the federal agency in that involves a couple of states here, California and Michigan, wouldn't they be the ultimate authority who made the decision to let her go home or not arrest her?
No, I really think it's got to be. I would think, based on my knowledge of federal proceedings, it's got to be reviewed by some sort of judge. A decision has, somewhere along the line, a decision has to be made as to whether or not this person is a risk to flight.
Mm-hmm.
They get into bail and all that stuff.
So they did make those judgment calls.
Well, I'm assuming they did because she's home. You don't indict somebody and send them home. There is obviously a process that they have to go through, and I would think that it's some place, some attorney had to argue on her behalf that,
mm-hmm.
that she wasn't a risk to flight and that, or bond might have been discussed. I don't know the particulars of the case, but that is pretty much SOP for federal prosecutions.
Right, and Ms. Yoon is checking for us to see if she's originally if she's a naturalized American. It would seem to me common sense that if a person is originally from another country, they have a place to take flight to.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'd go that far.
Well, she went so far as to have been charged by the U.S. attorney with some pretty heinous crimes for a person in a high federal position.
I understand that. You know, she has been indicted.
Right.
And she has not been found guilty of that, and I'm certainly not defending her.
Yes.
But I'm just reminding you that she's been indicted.
Yes, sir.
And she has to stay in trial on those charges, but that's not to say that she'll be found guilty or innocent.
No, it's not.
So,
but normal people, you know, I mean, if a person goes in shopless a loaf of bread, they're going to be in jail.
Well, and again, that's, you know, I don't know that to be the case. I mean, I think, again, it's going to depend on the individual, and it's a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of, I'm sorry, what was your name again? Was it
Craig Cobb,
oh, okay.
C-O-B-B.
I was going to call you Craig. That's why I'm glad I asked.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of your questions would probably be best posed to the U.S. attorney because,
yes.
You know, we're not involved in the criminal proceedings.
Right. Well, I did talk with Debbie Hartman, but she wouldn't.
Is she with the?
That's a two-party state, and although she's the official liaison with the United States attorney, she refused to be recorded.
Right. And you know, I mean, I understand her position. I mean, most of the time, in something that's pending litigation, you're not going to have an attorney speak on the record.
Well, I don't know that she is an attorney, but I do know that she's the liaison for the press in that
right.
office.
Well, and again, in most cases, when it comes to federal cases, you will not find someone willing to discuss any pending litigation for fear that it may compromise anything that's going on with the case or with an investigation that may
right.
be ongoing.
You're Barry Morrissey, right? Did
yeah.
I get that right? Mr. Morrissey, do you think the federal government, as large and ponderous as it is, had ought to begin to be concerned that regular people have begun to perceive at least a two-tiered system in regards to how law is administered in this country?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, again, we're back to the ridiculousness of the person in charge. She was currently, when she was arrested, I guess, the port director at the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection at the Detroit Airport, correct?
Yes.
And she had actually, I guess, and so she is an employee of Homeland Security.
Correct.
You know, we did see Secretary Chertoff just a couple of weeks ago show up in Los Angeles, which has, the state of California has probably a 30 or 40% Hispanic population now,
mm-hmm.
and he made the odd move of publicly denouncing the Minutemen, who are mostly white, and who had just had a very successful border watch, private-public, I guess, cooperation. The Border Patrol, certainly the regular agents, came along there and were friendly and cooperative with them. So it's befuddling to regular people to see why Secretary Chertoff would go there and essentially create political trouble between the races of this country.
I can't comment on anything Secretary Chertoff says.
Could you ask, I wonder, Mr. Morrissey, could you determine, I know Mrs. Chertoff, Meryl Chertoff, was an attorney, and she worked for a firm which lobbied the United States Congress. At one point, she was on the executive board of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith for New Jersey. And, of course, the United Nations has declared Zionism to be a racist thought system. And the ADL makes no bones about decreeing themselves to be a Zionist organization. I was wondering, could we get someone on the record from Homeland Security to say if Mrs. Chertoff is or is not currently on the executive board of the Anti-Defamation League in New Jersey? Because
I don't know Mrs. Chertoff. Mrs. Chertoff, listen, mm-hmm. this is an agency that reports to the department.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions regarding the secretary should be addressed at the department level. And you should talk to one of his spokespeople.
I understand, Mr. Morrissey. So you're working.
I can talk to you, you know, regarding Customs and Border Protection issues,
mm-hmm.
but I will not discuss issues as they pertain to the overall department. That's not my job.
Okay, Mr. Morrissey. Could I just ask your specific position within the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection?
I'm a spokesman.
Spokesman, okay. As Leah Yunus, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, we're just going to try to get more information on this Daphne Kaganop, and I guess she's accused of getting a Mercedes fixed pretty regularly by throwing around government favors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all that too.
And all that too. And do you have any knowledge, Mr. Morrissey, of any of those people? Have you been able to, or is there an investigation ongoing to find out those illegals who she let in here? Of course, many of those, we know that in our prisons right now, about 30% are Mexican nationals, essentially in prison for crimes which are not immigration related, in other words, violent or drug crimes. So a lot of people are wondering if these people, Ms. Cognop isn't able to come into our country illegally, have committed heinous crimes against the born citizens of this country. Is there any way to find that out?
Is there any way? I'm sorry.
In other words,
find what out?
Ms. Cognop, at that time she was working for Immigration and Naturalization Service, right?
Uh-huh.
Deputy,
yeah.
What was her position down there?
I don't know exactly. It might have been deputy port director. It was something along those lines.
And did she get actually promoted to move up to Homeland Security in Detroit? She's the director of the whole Detroit airport.
No, it's probably a position much like she held.
A couple of years ago, there was an imbroglio up there, I guess, with the union, Local 46, about promotions. I guess some people were being promoted and held back over on others, and there was a great controversy. Are you aware of that?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Was she up there in charge at that time?
I don't think she was. I don't think she's been up there that long.
Hmm. Of course, it's a congressional matter, but if the United States Congress decides to change the laws about border security, of course, your agency would go along willingly, right? I mean, you wouldn't.
No, we would be rogue. We would. Come on. You know, where are your questions coming from?
Well, it's pretty rogue with Ms. Cognop in a lot of people's
view.
Come on,
listen. You know, let's be a little reasonable here.
Uh-huh.
If the U.S. Congress changes the law with regard to enforcement or enforcement activity along the border, it's this agency's job to uphold that law.
Are there currently any laws about these illegals flooding across our border that you are not effectively enforcing?
No, we are, to the best of our ability, enforcing those laws.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Morrissey, for speaking with us today. I appreciate that,
right,
sir.
Bye-bye.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative. News and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute News Without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.